Welcome back to Schaefer Field here at Sigourney High School as the Sigourney Savages are about ready for their first trip to the batter's box here in this game in the bottom of the first. Still scoreless after the top of the first. You got Ava Fish, Rain Barthelman, and Carly Goodwin all due up for the Savages. Jillian French in the circle taking him on for the Sabres. We mentioned this at the top of the pregame show, but Jillian French on the season for Twin Cedars is pitching to a 1.99 ERA in 155 innings. She struck out 181 batters and walked 57. Opponents are hitting 202 against the junior Jillian French.
We'll see as Ava Fish steps in to get this team started to try to get up early. Fish is just a sophomore, but been starting since her eighth grade year. She actually started the last time the Savages were at the state tournament.
She's had a very good season so far for Sigourney as the first pitch here from Jillian French is going to sail by to the backstop. That one sailed way over the head of Riley Duncan, the catcher, and that's ball one. Not the way she wanted to start this plate appearance, but Ava Fish enters play today with a .412 batting average and a .490 on base percentage. 11 walks to only one strikeout on the season. Now here's another one that misses very high as well. Not quite as high as the first one, but French having a tough time here through two pitches. She falls behind 2-0.
That's got to be nerves with French, because when she was warming up, she was hitting her spots, and the first two pitches of live play have just sailed on her.
Here comes the 2-0. Another one that misses high, but this one finds the glove of Riley Duncan, and it's 3-0. Ava Fish likely with the take sign on.
Yeah, she, I don't think, had an official at bat at the game against Wapello. She got hit twice, I know.
3-0, and that one is right there as French comes back with a strike, and it's 3-1 with nobody on and nobody out to Sigourney's leadoff hitter.
Fish's hands dropped there. She was taken all the way. She had no intentions on even attempting a swing there.
Here comes the 3-1, and that one's swung on and grounded toward the left side of the infield. Keisha Reed fields it from shortstop, and the throw is wild over to first. And Fish is going to reach. I think that would have been a bang-bang play at best, even if the throw were on target. But
I think
Fish
that would be
aboard.
A single. I think she was there. I'm going to put it as a single.
I'll put it as a single, too. We'll be nice. Either way, it is a base runner for the Savages to lead things off here. And now in steps Rain Barthelman from the left-handed batter's box.
Rain, a slap hitter. Has anybody seen the Savages play? No. She'll most likely be looking to move this runner around here. Wouldn't be surprised to see her pull the bat down for a bunt square first couple pitches.
.390 batting average this season for Barthelman and an on-base percentage of .474 as here comes that bunt attempt down the first base line, but it kicks foul, so it will be 0-1.
And Fish has the speed to steal bases in this. I don't know how much Sigourney's going to push it right out of the here in the bottom of the first inning, but she's got the ability, and with Barthelman doing what she's doing, it's going to pull the infielders around.
You got the corners playing in right now for Twin Cedars as the 0-1 is on its way, and that's going to miss in the dirt. Barthelman pulled back her bunt attempt in time, and it's now 1-1. Still scoreless here in the bottom of inning number one.
Fish doesn't. There's a different call by Coach Striegel, though. We'll see what happens here.
The 1-1. Bunt attempt is going to be pulled back, but it's going to be a called strike two regardless that time to Barthelman. So now it is 1-2, and we'll likely see Rain swing away here.
It's just interesting that Twin Cedars isn't playing more up. A lot of teams have and have had success with the second baseman in that USA softball special defense or whatever it's called.
The 1-2 is swung on and popped out toward the right side of the outfield, and Jaden Weldon is under it. She will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Ava Fish retreats back to first, and there's one gone.
And that gave Weldon had trouble seeing that at first, too, so Fish was kind of stuck in a tight spot, but smartly got a little bit of a lead and then came back, and that's probably why Fish was not doing anything there. She didn't have her armband on.
Just saw Coach Shelley Striegel for Sigourney walk out and give Ava her a little wristband. So, yeah, now we'll be able to dial some stuff up with one out and Carly Goodwin standing in. Carly's batting .460 entering play today with three home runs and 41 runs batted in, a .468 on base percentage. First pitch here from French is going to miss outside for ball one.
And Goodwin, she's a solid hitter. She's got the power to take it deep. She can place the ball, too, if she's seeing something. But I'm sure here it's just swing away and get it in play, get Fish moving around.
The 1-0 from French is swung on and grounded hard towards shortstop. It kicks off the glove of Keisha Reed. It goes into center, but Ava Fish will hold up at second. And Carly Goodwin is aboard with an error.
Yeah, I mean, that kicked off the shortstop glove, and the way it kicked off, it almost landed in the second baseman's glove. Surprising she didn't step off to field that before she went back to the base, because she still would have had a chance to get Fish.
That puts runners at first and second for Sigourney with one out here in the bottom of the first, still scoreless, and now in steps Josephine Moore. And Josephine's hitting .519 this year for Sigourney. .602 on base percentage, one home run, 42 runs batted in, 16 walks to 5 strikeouts. Sophomore catcher for Sigourney is having a terrific season as the first pitch to her is going to miss down low for ball one.
And both teams now started off the opening inning with a runner in scoring position. Of course, Sigourney just has one out where Twin Cedars had two, and just feel like you got to capitalize on these when you have that runner out there.
French working deliberately as here comes the 1-0. Fastball right down the chute for strike one, taken that time by Moore.
You know, all throughout the season as I've watched Sigourney here, it's not uncommon for Moore to take pitches until she sees a strike, so of no concern there.
Something that's worked out very well for her, yeah, batting over .500. The 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, and that's not going to move Ava Fish up a bag as it was a good job by Riley Duncan there, the backstop, to keep that in front of her. 2-1 the count.
I think that was a changeup, honestly.
It looked like it was, yeah.
Really slow off the release there.
Here comes the 2-1 from French. Swung on, grounded hard to third, and fielded by Durian. She steps on the bag for one, throws over to first for the double play. Wow, what a play that time by Kristen Durian, and the side is retired.
Yeah, that's just hitting the ball in the wrong spot. Hit it right to third base. Third baseman fielded it, and you know, Moore doesn't have the speed to beat out an infield hit like that.
And just also hitting it a little bit too hard there, a little bit too much velocity, getting to the third baseman too quickly. And again, the inning is over. So Sigourney gets no runs on one base hit, one error, and they leave one runner aboard. Moving on to the second inning of play, we are still scoreless between number 8 Sigourney and number 12 Twin Cedars here on KBOE 104.9 FM Oskaloosa, and we'll be back after 30 seconds. 7:40 to go here in the first quarter. Still scoreless between the Oskaloosa Indians and the Keokuk Chiefs as Hord's looking to throw again. Deep right side he goes. Diego Garcia is open and he makes the catch at the 20. Inside the 20, inside the 10. He breaks the tackle and he is in. Touchdown Chiefs. Diego Garcia, 59 yards. And that's the first score of the game.
Naughton from the baseline looking to inbound it here. Heaves it in to Olsen. Olsen losing the handle and coming up with it is Blommers. Blommers on the fast break. Her layup is good. Oski takes the lead, 20-18. Presley Blommers up to 12 points here in the first half.
It was a smidge on the Newton side anyhow. But
the 1-1 pitch is hit hard to the right side, and that's going to get by the first baseman Williams into right field for a base hit. Rounding third, coming home is Parks, and he will score standing up. That is run number 4 in this game, and Oski now trails by 5.
Oski goes with the no huddle as Willett's in the shotgun. He's got Wyatt Grubb in motion right to left in the formation. One receiver on either side. It's another handoff up the middle, this time to Westerkamp. He breaks through an arm tackle, gets up past the 30, up to the 33, and even 10 yards on the run by Tatum Westerkamp. That's going to be more than enough to move the chains. This one is going to go to Stewart. Left side, they set up for Shiloh Smith, dug out by Roach. Blommers to the middle. Quang on the attack. Lands on the line, and that's a point for the Indians. And that is the first set. Hannah Quang polishes it off, and Oski gets the win, 25-21. Here's a swing and a line drive toward right center field. Diving and making the catch is Austin Kane in for the out. That's going to bring in a run from third, but oh, what a play. Here's second and 6 on the 35 for Oskaloosa. CCA showing pressure, and they're going to blow up the running play in the backfield as Tatum Westerkamp got the handoff and ran straight into the teeth of the Clear Creek Amana blitz. That's a loss of 2. That'll make it 3rd down and 7 as Westerkamp simply had nowhere to go. He took the handoff, looked up, and there were 2 guys on him. Bulaba passes to the left wing here to Roach. It looks like the Bulldogs are going man-to-man defense in the early going, as on the right wing. They get it now into the corner. Scholes open for 3. Book it! Aiden Scholes buries the 3. Under 8 minutes to go in the half as Newton is up 14-3. Looking to throw here is Bauer on 3rd and 6. Airs it out over the middle. He's got a man and hauling it in. Ergenbright, goodbye. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Wow.
Christian Ergenbright making the fingertip catch on the run. Bauer might have overthrown him by a half a step, but Ergenbright hauled it in, tipped it to himself, and now it's 20-3.
And drove in a run, her last single. Here's a swing and a line drive down the line and left, and that's going to get down and fair. Walker cruises home, and Van Reenen is going to cruise into second base with a stand-up RBI double.